all you positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads. I think this is another podcast. I'm looking around. It seems like I'm doing another podcast, and I am very happy to be here. I am also very happy to have a lovely co-host, Miss Erica Middlemiss. I is here. Hello, Erica. How are
you? Hello, Brandon. Thanks for having me. Yeah. How are you?
Excellent. Excited to dig into some juicy conversation with you today and connect with all the lovely listeners out there in La La Land. La La Land, that's what they call Los Angeles. So
it is.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not all in Los Angeles, but it's kind of La La Land everywhere. I mean, La La Land is kind of like a, it seems like a joyous, fun place that you'd want to go, right? So yeah, everywhere can be La La Land.
Exactly.
Make your little town in Nebraska La La Land, whoever you are in Nebraska listening. Okay, sorry, too much coffee this morning, guys.
Oh.
It's Erica's fault. She made the coffee and
always Erica's fault.
Yeah. So let's see here. What shall we talk about today? We can talk about anything we want, turns out. But I would like to talk about reviews. You guys know how excited I get when you send some love my way. As I like to put it, it's completing the circle of love that I'm putting out into the world with this labor of love that is this podcast. And when I get feedback from you guys, it literally makes me do private dance parties. So thank you. If you haven't reviewed yet on iTunes, that's sort of the holy grail of all things podcasting. It definitely helps to reach new listeners, helps to spread the positivity. And yeah, and speaking of, any of you guys that are loving this, feeling this, connecting, share with a friend, family member, someone that you think would benefit. Maybe even go through the archive of shows on positivehead.com or even iTunes and you know, read the descriptions and share a particular episode that you think would really benefit someone. You never know, like, what that little, you never know, like, the butterfly effect, right? You share with someone, it turns them on to this. Then next thing you know, they're tuning into this. Next thing you know, they're tuning into other things. They're reading books. Now their child has a totally different parent that they wouldn't have had, all because you took 2 minutes out of your life to think of them and share. It's like, whatever you do for someone else, you're doing for self. And that's, there is no selfless act. And I always say, it's why I do this show. It's like, I'm doing it for myself as much as you, you know. I'm telling you, there's nothing that feels better than getting that feedback that, oh my gosh, thank you for sharing that. Like, that helped me so tremendously. Like, oh my gosh, it's like addictive to help other people. So, get in the game, help. And I know you guys are out there doing what you can, but, yeah, we can always step it up. All of us, right? So anyway, off to the review. I've got a review from No Mo Money. And the title is A Little Lovin'. Stumbled upon this podcast after a friend had suggested it. Oh, see, there's someone out. Hey, friend, whoever you are, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Look what you did for No Mo Money. This is a great example. See, I didn't even know this going synchronicity right here. I didn't even really read this. I read it a few days ago and I didn't remember. I just queued up. Oh, these are the next ones I'll read and put on my little list. But stumbled upon this podcast after a friend had suggested it and fell in love. As a conscious seeker who is always on the go due to college and work, I find positive heads to be what keeps me grounded on days that I don't have time to dedicate as much time as I would like to the higher self. Interesting as well, because that's what we're about to talk about, right, Erica?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm liking the synchronicity here. I plug in my headphones and find myself unwinding as I listen to the day's podcast play out magically. On a separate note, I love the female energy. Oh, okay. Here we go. A little more synchronicity. Erica happens to be here when I'm reading this. I didn't plan any of this, guys. I love the female energy that has been present on the show recently. Minxie is rad. Nixie, or maybe Minxie. Maybe it's a friend of Nixie's and that's like a nickname, Minxie.
Minxie, Nixie.
I like Minxie. I like Nixie the Pixie, I say. You're Miss Miss. Minxie is rad, and I would love to hear more of her. Thanks for sharing the love and light on this crazy journey. Namaste. Namaste, No Mo Money. But the name No Mo Money, how about Momo Money? Let's change it to Momo Money, because money's energy, and you can call that forth into your world to do all kinds of magical things with, right? I mean, unless you really want to have the experience of no money, then that's just as valid, but, you know.
It's your choice.
Just a thought. Just a thought. Thank you so much for sharing. That was awesome. And I have another one I'll share. This is by ADFV. I found your podcast while searching for something positive to listen to on a long drive. That was a year ago or so. I listen to your podcast often and find your topics of discussion for the day. Most of the time, something I'm working on, listening to, or reading elsewhere. I like how that happens. Keep up the positiveness. Can't get enough. Oh, and the title was Can't Get Enough in Austin, Texas. So, yay. Thank you for writing. That's so wonderful. And I'm so glad to play a small role in your lovely journey of self-discovery as we're all discovering ourselves, right, Erica? We're all figuring this out together. We're in it together.
We are. Trying.
Trying. Not trying. Doing. Don't try.
Yes.
Yoda says there is no.
My bad.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Just do.
I don't have that. I need Dalian for the Yoda voice. He's good at the Yoda voice. Dalian, you can, you know what? Dalian is editing this podcast. Dalian, just go ahead and patch in yourself saying that quote, will you? And I know the people would love to hear your voice.
They would. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. So I have, let's see here. I have a little message that came through that was really fun and interesting and sort of synchronistic to something that happened with a conversation with my sister recently. My sister was on the show a long time back. If you check it out, I think it's called The Sister Story or something. A really good story, actually, that she shares to changing her perspective, which then changed her experience of her boss. But anyway, had a conversation with her recently about she's hearing, like I went to breakfast with my family last weekend. And she's sitting outside. And she goes, oh, the weirdest thing. I'm just sitting out here. And I heard mom's voice, like, call my name, but she wasn't around. And it was almost like something was wrong. And I'm like, looking, where is she? And like, she was inside using the bathroom or something. And then she referenced that she had had the same thing happen when she was a child one time, laying there and seeing our mom in the doorway or at the end of her bed calling her name. And she like, what mom, what do you need? You know? And then she went up and like kind of looked again and reached out to touch her. And she just like vanished. So she's had multiple times in her life where she hears or sees my mother, but you know, my mother's alive. So it's not like, you have any insight, Erica, you know, as a QHHT practitioner, you've heard and seen some pretty wild stuff. So do you have any insight or thoughts on that?
Yeah, I have a few actually. Well, that's what you would call clairaudience.
Okay.
First of all, being able to hear voices like mm-hmm. that in your head or someone speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just because mom is presently alive, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. in what we view, mom mm-hmm. also has all these, this other time continuum of where she's.
Yeah, right. We're all on the other side right now on, you know, because time doesn't exist. It's like.
Right. Right. And then there's, so I thought about that. And then I also thought, well, maybe it's a guide of hers that's taking the valence of mom.
Well, that's what, she, you know, okay. So my sister is really into like ghost hunting shows uh-huh. and ghosts and like is really fascinated by that sort of stuff. And so she mentioned something. What did she say? Seeing my mom, she called it a mimic. Like, I guess that's a term that's out there as far as like a spirit that will take on the form of someone else. But I get the feeling, I didn't pry and dig into it with her, but I got the idea it was like kind of a, maybe could be a negative thing though, mimic. So I don't know. But when she heard my mom last weekend, it was like kind of like something was wrong. Like, Melissa, you know, like, so I just wonder what, why.
So I think that anything can be positive or negative. You always have to pay attention to that feeling within you. Mm-hmm. How does it feel when you hear that?
Right.
Did you feel scared or did it feel peaceful and loving?
Right.
That's your filter right there.
Right.
And when a valence is used, that's a lot of times for the person who's being communicated with to be more comfortable so they're not scared.
Right.
Like, who is this crazy being?
Right.
You know, you're not scared when you see your mom.
Right. True. True. Yeah, interesting. So, okay, so Jason wrote in, and let me read a little bit. His story's pretty interesting, and we'll chat a little bit about it. He said, I've been listening for a few weeks, and I greatly appreciate a positive and thought-provoking podcast that I listen to almost every day on my drive to work. This is very helpful in getting me into a positive state of mind and opening me up to what the day will bring. The true purpose of this email is to ask you and some of your listeners for an interpretation of an experience that I had a few years ago. Okay, I know this might sound crazy. Hey, come on, Jason, have you listened to this show? You can't get crazy on this show.
We're one up you every time.
Okay, I know this might sound crazy, and I was never one to truly believe others' experiences as quote-unquote real until I had my own. I do consider myself spiritual and quasi-religious, but this was mind-blowing, and I do feel that I have to mention that I do not do any recreational drugs. Don't judge others either. I was sleeping one night and felt something touching the hair directly above my ear, almost a caring, stroking motion. I thought it was my cat and shooed it away, but no cat. I rolled over and witnessed a dark, clearly outlined, human-formed being standing next to my bed. There were tiny, hardly visible, luminescent spots all through the dark humanoid figure, but no clear facial features. I was frozen in fear until I noticed it was not there to do me harm, because I could feel it was only curious and maybe caring. I tried to wake my wife up several times without startling the being, but as she awoke, the figure backed away towards the bathroom doorway, and it seemed to bump the wall, and it stepped into the dark black bathroom not to be seen. It clearly knew I was witnessing it, and it was not aggressive or menacing. I do not know what this was, and I think about it often. Have you ever experienced anything like this? Was this out of body or astral projection? My grandmother was 50% American Indian, but I have not explored that connection or anything it might have to do with this experience. I do not mean to ramble on, but I am not crazy and I know what I saw, and weirdly, I want to see it again. Any advice or interpretation would be much appreciated. Thank you, and I appreciate your work. Cool story, Jason. I wish I had some magical insight, although I do have some insight. So what stood out, what jumped out to me in this, Erica, was him referencing his grandmother in the 50% American Indian thing. So for some reason, this experience is making him connect to that. So I would say, do we have all the answers about, you know, beings? We were talking about it with my sister's story, and it's like, what is it? I'm not 100% sure. We've got theories and ideas, but one thing we do know is there is a lot of ability for people to connect beyond the veil, and the veil is thinning as we vibrationally ascend on this planet. We're moving into a new area of space. Some would say you're on a spaceship hurtling through space, and it's entering a higher vibration. The veil is thinning. People are having more experiences like this. So my thoughts are, because your grandmother comes up and I think you should explore that. And my guess would be, if I had to bet right now, there's some sort of connection there that if that experience is causing you to kind of say, my grandmother, Indian, I haven't explored this. Okay. So maybe there is some sort of a connection there. Maybe this was your grandmother. Maybe it's something, you know, some sort of ancestor, you know, from that lineage, right? Because the American Indians were very in tune with the spirit world, right? What are your thoughts, Erica?
A couple. So when you're sleeping, that state where you're half asleep, half awake is a very great place for communication with other realms. That's the place.
Right.
And so a lot of people have these experiences in that state where they're getting visitations or maybe guides or family members. Like, maybe it is his grandmother. Maybe it is an ancestor coming to talk to him. But what I got is definitely, it was a message because of, it started with the ear. Mm-hmm. So that was the first sensation, was the ear.
You were just talking about this, getting things.
With actually, the ear.
Yeah.
And hearing. So, you know, you hear with your ear. So he's hearing his communication. And the hair, it felt like the hair was being brushed. Mm-hmm. Well, what is your hair? Your hair is, actually think of it like an energy antenna.
Right.
Right. So that's pulling in this energy. He's feeling it like
literally.
Somebody
I've heard it said like women shaving and stuff actually is problematic because now you're losing that antenna. Those, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is meant to give you feedback on your environment.
And, you know, when you get goosebumps or truth bumps, you've heard people say,
yeah.
Well, what do you think that really is? Well, all that energy shoots right up through the hair.
Yeah.
And so you get those truth bumps, goosebumps. They're energy bumps.
Right.
Yeah. So I think these are those experiences that lead you to further seeking.
Yeah.
You know, like, I got to find out what this is all about. And so I'm going to go learn more. And that's why we even have these, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I had one of my first seeking experiences was seeing a UFO.
Right.
And that made me go and search more. What's this all about? Mm-hmm. What was that?
Yeah, you know? That's sort of with me. I met a girl who had some psychic ability. I was raised, you know, very conservative Christian, you know, in this box sort of way of thinking. And then I'm, you know, 20, 21 years old maybe. And I meet this girl who has psychic ability. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. This is something to this. I started exploring and here we are. Like,
and that's why you met her.
Yeah, right. Yes. So, you know, as we talk our way through this together, my interpretation is my intuition is like, you need to go explore that side of yourself,
yep,
right? There's
agreed.
Something there for you. That's what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And this somehow has a connection to that is what I feel. Like, I can't say for certain, obviously, but you asked for my advice or interpretation and there you have it. And I think me and Erica are on the same page.
Absolutely.
So now speaking of, you touched on, you know, let's go back to this ear stuff because you were mm-hmm. talking about, actually my son Bradley had brought it up yesterday and we all know, we were sitting down eating together, the three of us, and he brought up having an experience recently where you get that crazy buzzing in your ear that almost makes you dizzy and it comes out of nowhere. It's like a tuning sound. We've all had it. And he was sort of asking your opinion on it. You know, I've heard it said before, like, pay attention. Something's coming. Some information's coming or a download of something is going to come to you. It's like that kind of, you know, connect. It's almost like if you think about the way it sounds, it's almost like a computer or something, right? Like, pretty weird. Here we are in the Matrix again. But you had some interesting thoughts on the left and right side of the, you know, your first question was as well, did it come in the left or did it come in the right? And can you explain that?
Sure. Well, we can, there's a couple different ways. We can look at the body as a magnetic system. In terms of Chinese medicine, even, you know, they've looked at the body as the left side being the negative or the female side, the right side being the positive and male side. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty typical. Of course, you can have anomalies here and there, right? But our bodies are magnets and they're energetic. We have positive and we have negative flows, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the left side being the negative side, right side is the positive side. So when you hear those tones in your ear, typically you will notice it being specifically on one side or the other. Mm. You'll also notice a difference in the intensity, the length, mm-hmm. you know, that kind
for
of
sure.
thing. And so I tend to believe that if I hear a tone in my left ear after I've just had a thought or said something, if I hear that, that means that wasn't quite right. You might want to check yourself or mm-hmm. or take heed.
Because it's on the left, which is the negative.
Right. So polarity. That the polarity there. Mm-hmm. wasn't positive.
Right.
So I want to focus on positive polarity, right? Mm-hmm. I want to be focused on love all the time. So right. I have to then rethink, okay, how can I? Mm. And now if I hear a tone in my right ear, then it's saying to me, yes, you're on the right track.
Gotcha.
That's a good thought. Go in that direction.
Right. Yeah. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. And, you know, we also had the person that wrote in, I think it was No Mo Money, talking mm-hmm. about, you know, connection to the higher self and that sort of thing. And you and I had some kind of interesting dialogue about that as well. And, you know, what that connection really is and how we establish that connection and so forth. Why don't you share a little bit of that? That was cool.
It's funny. It ties into exactly what we were just...
I know. Isn't it great how this works?
We didn't plan this at all, you guys.
All the stuff, like, yeah, it just kind of falls together in synchronistical ways. Right. More often than not on the show.
Right.
So, but we put... What have I done? I put all this energy into synchronicity on the show. So where attention goes, energy flows. So it's like, oh, the universe is like, oh, you want to play that way, huh? Okay, here's a review that is everything you plan to talk about. You don't even... I didn't even look at the reviews before. So we plan to talk about this stuff, and it just all ties together like a neat little present.
Wrapped in a pretty little bow.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the higher self and how to listen to it, how to distinguish who that is. What is that voice inside my head? We all have it. But we have our conscious mind thoughts, and then we have our higher self thoughts. And sometimes it's hard to figure out what is what.
Yeah.
And so one of the first tricks that I learned in order to know which voice I'm listening to is that my higher self always talks to me on my right side.
Mm.
Always.
Interesting.
And my monkey mind or my conscious mind blabbers at me from the left.
Interesting. And what a great tool. Because that's a big question. And I've had that question from people like, how do I know when it's, you know, sort of wisdom coming through or not? And so it's kind of, yeah, that's an interesting. And here's, and I'll add to that just in, sorry to interrupt you, but just by putting that out there that, okay, this is how it works for me. If it comes in on my right, then it's my higher self. If it comes on my left, it doesn't mean it's bad if it comes in on my left necessarily, but I just know who I'm dealing with, right?
Yes.
Instead of, you know, so I might look at it and with a little more discerning eye when you're, you know, or ear.
Sure.
If you're,
well, there is no bad or good, right?
Right, right.
It's
right.
All experience.
But just by setting that intention,
yes. And,
like right now, I'm pronouncing to my higher self, something comes in from my right side, if I get that buzzing in my right side as I'm having an idea or whatever, I'm now forevermore going to take it as, oh, that's higher self communicating. Now I'm creating that to be so because I've set that intention. I've made that agreement with all that is, right?
Right. And your higher self listens to you.
Yep, yep.
Because I'm talking as a group, because your higher self is at that point a group soul, a true group collective mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so all they want to do is help you. But because of this law of non-interference, right, they can't just come and give us all the answers.
Right.
We have to figure it out for ourselves. That's why our dreams just are full of symbols. That's why everything is, you know, every message is something that you have to figure out.
Right.
Because that you just can't get it straight.
Right.
So yeah, if you tell your higher self, hey, you guys, I want it to come this way, they will oblige.
Yeah.
Every time.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
This is like setting up rules for yourself in a sense. And
you make the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because again, all they want to do is be able to communicate with you more effectively.
And the thing is the higher self, you know, source, God, love, whatever, you know, beyond the veil, it's very clear that it speaks in symbols. And so it's not coming and rarely appearing. And not that it can't, like my sister, I mean, can something sit there and talk to you? You know,
sure.
But more likely is coming through symbols, coming through these more subtle ways.
Feelings,
so when you set up it's almost like setting up Morse code, you know, it's like, okay, I get it. You can come in through, you know, light fixtures, maybe you can blink them or, you know, or a buzzing in my ear. Okay. So that buzzing is going to mean this. And it's almost like setting up an agreement as to how you'll communicate with your higher self. I love that idea. I think it's cool.
I had someone in a session. I asked, well, how can she better communicate with you? And the higher self answered, we can tickle her ear.
Oh, well, perfect.
So there's ways. It's like, just ask. That's the biggest thing. Just ask. And the more you work with it, the stronger it gets.
Right.
That is the biggest thing.
Right,
the
right.
more you work with it, the stronger it gets.
Yeah.
So you have to work with it. You have to put in the personal work.
Yeah.
This is all about personal work. And since we're on this topic...
She looks very serious. Folks.
I am. When I get into this, Dr. Erica has taken
the Dr. Erica face.
It is the Dr. Erica face. He knows it already, you guys. But healing is a personal responsibility. Your life, everything about your life is your personal responsibility. And the best thing every single one of us can do for ourselves every single day is to meditate.
Yeah.
And I cannot stress this anymore. And if you want to be in contact with your higher self and have a good working relationship with your higher self, you must meditate.
Yeah.
Meditation is a requirement.
Right.
A requirement.
You hear that? You're going to all get put in time out.
Mommy says you must.
She has Dolores watching you guys.
It's so true. I mean, have you ever read the Course in A Course in Miracles?
I haven't, but I'm very familiar with, you know, I know it's very popular.
So that's where I took that, being meditation is a requirement. You can't do this any other way. And I'm telling you guys this from personal experience. I've done, you know, not the not meditating route, and I've done the meditating route, and I've watched my clients and patients do the same thing. And I'll tell you what, you want an easier, more effective route, try a little meditation every day. Yeah. 10 minutes.
Yep.
10 minutes. Every single person out there has 10 minutes. I don't want to hear that you don't have time.
You know what we should do? We should set up, my friend was telling me there's an app where you can set up like a meditation groups.
Yeah.
That you all sort of like hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Or you track who's, you know, I should look into that. I can't remember the name of it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Maybe we can look into that. And then all of us get on the same, on the same app kind of thing or group.
So. I've been meaning to put together some too. So maybe eventually I'll get those done. Cause I've learned a lot over the years in my own technique. Like I go through different stages in my meditation, different mantras or actually,
I told you I try and meditate as I'm going to sleep every night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's quite the same as sitting up Indian style. Like, you know,
right.
I mean, it's a little bit of like the cheap way and I do the other
asleep.
Too. Yeah. Right. And I fall asleep ultimately. But yeah, so at the very least I try and do that. And then also what's the hardest? Well, I got to be careful how I say this. I think of the Osho quote, you know, because right now my time is so, you know, I've got so much going on in my life. Osho says, yeah, everyone should meditate 10 minutes a day unless you don't have enough time and you should meditate 20 or something like
Buddha
that.
Buddha said that too.
Who?
Buddha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I definitely...
Somebody else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe it's out there. That's for sure.
It's out there.
And it's funny and it's wise, but... yeah, I definitely, I love this idea of how to set up a communication system with my higher self to know what's coming from where. That's a really great exercise, you know, and sort of established method that soul Morse code.
And meditation makes it that much stronger.
Yeah.
And that before sleep bit that you were just talking about, that's mm-hmm. actually a really good place, maybe not to do your formal meditation like the one you were talking about with mm-hmm. the sitting. But that's a really good place to set intention.
Well, you know, Osho talked about that too. He's like, when people say they don't have time for meditate, they sleep 8 hours every night. So what my sort of perspective on that is I'm going off to sleep into that very peaceful, positive, you know, charged state. And then you carry that vibe through. That's why they say, don't go to bed mad. Don't go to bed angry. Cause what are you doing? You're like stewing on that energy for like 8 hours. That is like becomes the theme of your sleep state.
Yes.
So, I do think there's some advantage to doing that. And, but yeah, I think also taking the time during wakefulness, you know, to do it is really important too.
It is. It's different.
Yeah. It's different.
It's definitely different.
Miss Smith, this has been quite a wonderful experience co-hosting with you. I'm sure we'll do more of this. It's lovely to mix it up and share with you. And I know the listeners have appreciated your perspective and tools that you're sharing. So thank you.
It's been so fun. I really enjoy being here.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it again for sure. And you actually, I like to give up DJ controls when I have a co-host and we have a song queued up. What do you got?
We do. This is a song called Alaska by a girl named Maggie Rogers. And this is her first song that she's actually put out into the world. So
I love, checked out the video of this song and she's so like raw.
She's awesome.
And like, I love the fact like in her video, you see so many female artists, you know, they're all dolled up to be like this, you know, otherworldly beauty. And she's beautiful. I'm not saying she's not. But she's not trying to do that.
Right.
It's like she is like as raw,
natural.
As like natural. Like she looks like she just rolled out of like, you know, chopping wood or something. Like she didn't, you know,
like
so
Mother
cool.
Earth, you know,
yeah,
it's
very,
just so
very. Yeah. She,
earthy,
she's in the forest.
It.
So, Maggie Rogers, get it, girl. Until next time. Love you all. Also, before we queue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
That took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains, and I walked off you, and I walked off an old.